How can I help you?
Your phone does a lot of various things for you, and we rely on it every day of our lives. It wakes us up, helps us stay in contact with our friends. You can stream videos and movies even when you're not connected to Wi-Fi. You use it when you get bored, play all the games that you can download, the endless amount. But of course, that can also be a negative aspect because it causes little kids to get the sudden urge to play with every single game on your phone. Let's take a look at the pros and cons of mobile phones. I feel like this is a subject that people overlook. One great aspect of the mobile phone is that you can stay connected at any time. Instant news updates, phone calls, text messages, and much more come to you in a second. Everything that shapes society today can be found in a phone. Social media is also a big aspect in today's life as well. People use social media to stay connected with friends, family, and businesses. Speaking of businesses, they use social media too. Why? So they can promote themselves.
WHJE has an Instagram and a Twitter.
Hey, not now. I'm doing a feature. Can't just walk into the studio like that. Gosh. But FYI, I've heard some pretty amazing things about that station. Another great aspect of today's cellular technology is entertainment. Imagine. You are about to catch a flight out of state, and then right as you're about to board, a flight attendant comes over the intercom and informs you that your flight will be delayed a good 90 minutes. That's what smartphones provide, at least. You can download games, stream videos, and again, communicate with friends. And also, talking to your virtual assistant is, it's kind of fun. Hey Siri, how are you?
Much better now that you are here.
I'm looking for a non-commercial radio station. What's the best station out there?
I hear 91.3 WHJE is pretty cool. No commercials and it's even student run.
I'll be sure to check that one out, Siri. Who's the best guy around?
Well, you're Jackson, but since we are friends, I can call you
Okay, we're not gonna go there. We're gonna head over and look at the negatives of all mobile phones. So let's take Apple, for example. Every year, Apple releases a brand new phone, and people rush to get it. But what happens to all the old phones? They just get wasted, thrown away. Every year, a brand new upgrade makes 100 million cell phones obsolete. I mean, who even buys a 3S anymore?
Are they even selling 3Ss anymore?
I'm not sure, sir.
Okay, just put me back on.
Anyway, yeah, it's called e-waste. E-waste is a term used to describe old or discarded electrical appliances.
This just in, society is addicted.
No, not.
Nope, you are. Just admit it. The average person spends 90 minutes a day. They spend 90 minutes a day on their phone. And that averages out to almost 23 days a year. That's a pretty big amount. Finally, cell phones are hazardous to your health. Cell phones can increase the risk of illnesses in your immune system. It can also cause vision problems and chronic pain in your thumbs. I find that pretty funny. But it's serious! We are one of the only species with opposable thumbs. We need to take care of them!
Yay!
Phones are pretty cool, and they're pretty useful too. So there you have it, the positives and the negatives of mobile phones. Learn something new every day. For WHJE Radio, this has been Jackson Ammons. More features like this can be found at WHJE.com.